This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the centre and state governments with a focus on enhancing cooperative federalism and ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. The 4th National Conference is focused on the theme, Promoting Entrepreneurship, Employment and Skilling, Leveraging the Demographic Dividend, covering best practices and strategies for states and union territories to follow. Our correspondent reports that chief secretaries, senior officials of all states and UTs, and domain experts, among others, will be present at the conference. The Lok Sabha will today resume the special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to respond to the debate in the lower house today. Yesterday, the Lok Sabha began a two-day debate on the Constitution. Opening the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh stated that the Indian Constitution paved the way for nation-building by addressing all aspects of social, economic, political and cultural life. Participating in the discussion, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra of Congress stated that the Constitution is the protective armour that keeps citizens safe. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held delegation-level talks with Portugal's Foreign Minister Paulo Rangel in New Delhi yesterday. During the talks, the two leaders reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral ties, including trade and investment, defence, science and technology, tourism, culture and people-to-people ties. Both the ministers also exchanged views on global and regional developments of mutual interest. Dr. Jaishankar thanked Mr. Rangel for Portugal's continued support to India's permanent membership in the UN Security Council and for strengthening India-EU ties. Portugal's Foreign Minister Rangel arrived in New Delhi on Thursday on a four-day visit to India. Sri Lankan President Anuradhakumaradesa Naike will be on a three-day visit to India starting tomorrow. Briefing the media yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this would be Mr. Dissanayake's first visit since his election as the President of Sri Lanka. He also mentioned that during his three-day visit, Mr. Dissanayake will meet President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. Regarding repatriation efforts for Indians in West Asia, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said 77 Indians who wished to return to India have been evacuated from Syria. Film actor Allu Arjun walked out of the Chanchalgoda Central Jail in Hyderabad this morning after spending the night there. The actor was arrested yesterday in connection with a stampede outside a theatre in Hyderabad during the premiere of his latest film, Pushpa 2, earlier this month, which claimed the life of a woman. Later in the evening, the actor was granted interim bail for 4 weeks by the Telangana High Court. Meanwhile, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the mishap at Sandhya Theatre in Hyderabad during the premiere of the film Pushpa 2 was a clear case of poor arrangements by the state and local administration. South Korean lawmakers will vote in Parliament today on the second impeachment motion against President Yoon Suk-yeol following his brief attempt to impose martial law. Voting will take place around 12:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. If President Yoon is impeached, his powers will be suspended until the Constitutional Court decides whether to reinstate or remove him from the office. The third cricket test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy between Indian host Australia began at the Gabba in Brisbane today. Put into bat, the hosts were 28 for no loss when rain interrupted play in the first innings. The five-match series is currently tied 1-1. Rohit Sharma-led side will aim to relive the memories of their last outing at the Gabba when the men in blue defeated Australia in a thrilling finale in the year 2021. In hockey, India will take on Japan in the semi-final of the Women's Junior Asia Cup at Muscat in Oman today. The match is scheduled to begin at 6 p.m. Indian time. In the other semi-final, China will take on South Korea at the same venue at 8:30 p.m. Indian time. And the IMD has said cold wave to severe cold wave conditions will continue over northwest and central India during the next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.